Last week, I called you professionals in listening to the Bible. Every week, we listen to it from this amble. We have it explained to us every week, all our lives. If you're not professionals, you have to admit you all are at least dedicated enthusiasts, huh? Of the Word of God. We're listening to parables from Matthew's Gospel. Whenever we hear a parable, two questions should go through our minds. Number one, what is this teaching me about God? And secondly, what is this parable teaching me about myself? Matthew's parables in particular are sometimes called mirror parables because when we hear them, we see ourselves as in a mirror. The parable of the sower we heard last Sunday. Remember, in this parable, the sower, the guy throwing the seed, was good. And the seed he used was good. It was the soil that was bad. Three out of the four types of soil his seed hit were bad. The rocks, the hard path, and the thorns. You could name that parable the parable of the bad soil. From good sower to bad soil. Now, today we heard the parable of the weeds. Today the plot thickens. We have two sowers. And the second sower is described as an enemy. He's described as sowing bad seed. His bad seed create weeds. And the weeds that he sows spring up. The Bible tells us the weeds he sows spring up and grow with the good crop. And the good crop in that gospel is described as wheat. It's described as wheat, which is a reference to the Holy Eucharist, which will come later now in Matthew's gospel. We got a crop type. We never had that before. So I have my deacons read the short versions, not to get you to breakfast sooner, but so that you may precisely compare the parables we hear from week to week. Last week, the parable of the sower, bad soil. Today, the parable of the weeds, bad seed. Today's parable reminds us of a very serious problem every farmer has and will always have. A very serious problem the world has and will always have. Indeed, the parable we just heard reminds us of a very serious problem every human soul has and will always have. And that is the problem of weeds. Weeds growing among wheat. Evil among good. Light in darkness. So what does this parable teach me about God? This parable of the weeds teaches us a profound lesson of God's patience. God is a patient God. Our God is a patient God. In his patience, our Lord allows weeds and wheat to grow together in this world because saints and sinners are both trying to get to heaven. Some people think this is a wheat-only world. They cannot handle weeds. It's a perfect world. Some people think that because there are weeds in the world, evil, there cannot be a God. No. God allows the weeds because he's patient. He's forgiving. God is lenient to anyone who desires forgiveness for their sins. Why is God patient? Why does God allow this? Because he wants more souls to be saved. That's our God. What does this parable teach me about myself? Well, my dear people, we would do well to withhold judgment about the weediness of other people. The weeds in others will be dealt with by God. Only God can determine exactly between the weeds and wheat in any one of us. Whom do we think we are, really? Whom do we think we are for any one of us here to comment on, to draw attention to, or to criticize what we think are weeds in other people? Oh, and we just think, but we know. We all have enough weeds in our own lives. It would be a better world if everyone would be concerned about their own weeds. St. Paul said it clearly. All have sinned. All are deprived of God's glory. So instead of keeping our eyes out there looking for weeds, we ought to bring our eyes inside of us to recognize our own, so that we can root them out. I saw a total eclipse of the sun in 1978. You think this is an unrelated transition? Just hang on with me. I was 10 years old in Williston. In 29 days, I hope to see another one. I'm pointing that way because that's Alliance, Nebraska, where I hope to be. The Super Bowl of astronomy. It's unreal. Anyway, Mark Twain said, everyone is a moon and has a dark side, which he never shows to anyone. There's a lot of truth to that. As God is patient to save souls, we need to patiently weed the evil from the garden of our own souls. That's what this parable teaches me about myself. We are now about to witness the consecration of the wheat into the body and blood of Christ. And this nourishment, again, my dear people, will help us recognize and root out the weeds in our souls. Amen.